Okay, tonight's one is our halacha. It's Kabbalah, really, but I see a lot of people are makbid. So you're supposed to give tzedakah with your right hand, even if you're a lefty. Right? That's a lot of things what lefty should do with his left hand, a lot of things right hand. So this never heard. But I don't really know much color. I'm not about to admit it publicly, at least about standing. Now, this is the tzedakah collectors come in the middle of davening, so I see people are to give it with their right hand, but to stand up, I think they probably wouldn't mind if you gave it to them sitting down. Probably. Okay. Standing up could make, you know, if you want to keep to that, it would. It's really, you know, as it is davening is, a lot of people find that the sucker collectors stare at the davening. Certainly if you're going to stand up, it's certainly going to stare at your davening, so maybe that's why I never heard of it. But the right hand I see, the sucker collectors sometimes tell me, because I'm a lefty, so they tell me to transfer it to my right hand and give it to them. Okay, when the Pitzal P. Kabbalah, you're supposed to get stuck off your right hand, even if you're a lefty, and standing up. Okay, it's not Ma'akev. And he's going through really into, I don't know if the right word is subtlety. He's getting into real, like, deep Yetzirah, where the Yetzirah really, like, knows how to pay you a cup. And here we're in the middle of how the Yetzirah deals with you if you're having hatzlacha in life. And if you, so that was last night. And he tells you it's because of all the kaychas you're putting into it and to keep it up, maybe to increase it a little, and so on. And you have to chapa right now because when you get old, you won't be able to, and you have to prepare now, etc. And certainly that is a certain mindset. Then he continues and he says, "Vatzar lecho," when things are not going well, and now he's going to say something. It sounds a little weird and strange what he's about to say, but this does occur to people, and he's speaking it out now as a Yetzirah enticement. He says, "When you're having it bad, Yavul alipcha tovis harishon batzlachas hakofrim." He'll say, you know, look around, and the people who are not as medaktik in Allah as you and don't learn as much, and they are more casual in their avodas Hashem, they're having it good. K'ma shenemar, yishloyu oyelim l'shoydedim uvatuchos l'margizei keil. V'yoyim l'chol, he'll say to you, v'nichas alecha ha'efzat hazeh, and like there is somewhat, and sometimes it seems like the more we increase our avodas Hashem and the more we take it to heart and the more we involve ourselves in it, it seems like sometimes it seems like we suffer for it in Olam Hazeh. And that's what the Yetzirah is saying to the person. It's because you're involved in Avodas Elokim too much. You got to lighten up on that. And like I said, and the more you're Dovek Bashem, and the more you're involved, so the more it's easy to go wrong. And sometimes, like you read the Haftarah about Uziyo, right, with the wagon, with the Oren Kodesh, and you say, "Wow, like, you know, that's such a normal thing he did. He went to catch it, but you know, it's, oh, and the Levium, right? Their numbers were down because they were involved with the Oron, and that's what he's always going to tell you. He's going to say, look, you know, Vein Bichot Cholamot Buseh." And they call it Masa'u Berochak Tachliso. The more you do, the more you have to do. The more you do, you might have to. I hope I'm not talking anybody into this one. But the point is, really, I mean, every inch you take, every baby step you take in Avodas Hashem is the Magbil limitless Hano Lonetzach and Olam Haba. And what's going on is either in the Sayon, or it's to see how serious you are, or you've moved over into the category of tzaddikim who are getting their onesh in Olam Hazeh to get more in Olam Haba. There's various explanations, but there is such a phenomena, and the Yetzer Hara wants to exploit it and say, you know, you've bought into a more difficult life. You would have it easier. Moshe Teroya Olav. Moshe Teroya of Harisham. Like, you know, Harisham, he says they have it easier. Hello, Tira and the Zuliates are talking. Mashomer Akasa Bikrova Yakadesh. So he's very learned and he can quote a pasuk and he can quote a philosophical concept of Bikrova Yakadesh. The Omar pasuk in Amos, maybe familiar with it. Maybe Rakeshchem Yadatim Bikol Mishpachol So Adama Al Kain Efkod Aleichem Is Kol Avon Oseichem Vadoma Lose. And it seems as if the closer we are, so the and there is such a musug, really. It's and that's what the Yisrael tries to therefore weaken you in your Avodas Hashem, and you're growing in Avodas Hashem by saying that you're only asking for trouble. Well, we shouldn't stop here. We should learn what the answer is. Okay, I trust everybody. Stick around for the answer. Okay. Thank you.